Water fights are nothing new in the western U.S. Arizona and California battled for decades, and though there's more cooperation now, states that use Colorado River water are attempting to plan to make sure there's enough for the short and long-term futures. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court heard a case involving Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado in a disagreement over usage of the Rio Grande. Environmental reporter Laura Paskus of the New Mexico Political Report attended the high court's oral arguments and is with me from Washington. Laura, why is this a topic the Supreme Court needs to weigh in on?
There have been longstanding water problems in the lower Rio Grande. Some of the parties had tried to work out some solutions. New Mexico didn't like those solutions. They sued the federal government. And then Texas came back and filed a lawsuit against New Mexico. And since it's an interstate suit, it ended up in the Supreme Court. And so what happened this week is the four parties, New Mexico, Texas, Colorado, and the federal government, presented their oral arguments over whether or not the federal government can participate in this lawsuit.
Now, would the federal government participate not just because it's interstate, but because the states involved couldn't figure this out on their own? Has that been going on for a while, the attempt to make sure they could come to an agreement, and at this point, everyone just had to throw up their hands to some extent?
So the lawsuit is Texas versus New Mexico and Colorado. Colorado isn't really so much the problem or the issue. It has to do with farmers pumping groundwater in the lower Rio Grande, and Texas says by doing that, they're taking water that should be going to Texas. The federal government has kind of an interesting position because they run what's called the Rio Grande Project, which delivers water to southern New Mexico and Texas. And so what the United States is saying is that even though it's an interstate compact, the federal government should be involved because New Mexico is preventing the federal government from making good on its deliveries to Texas.
So I wonder if you could parallel this for us a bit, because here in Arizona, we're worried about water from the Colorado River and whether California is going to get first crack if there's a shortage and Arizona ends up getting less water if, in fact, there turns out to be a water crisis. When it comes to this water that Texas is worried about, are there different areas of Texas that use the Rio Grande, and is there a true shortage already there now, and Texas is worried about that, or in this case, are they sort of worried about what may be around the corner very quickly in terms of a water shortage?
I think it's a little bit of both. New Mexico and Texas were doing pretty well through the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and then when drought really started to hit our region in the early 2000s, that's when everybody realized there were going to be more problems because the reservoir levels were dwindling, and so farmers were relying more and more on groundwater. And that's when Texas was like, hey, you can't be doing that. That's connected to the river, and that should be our water. And I think that sort of interplay between groundwater and surface water, which scientists understand that link pretty well, that Western states and water users are going to have to think a lot harder about how to protect groundwater and get water to everybody, especially as the region continues warming, and both of those resources are going to be under increasing strain.
And is this a case that could be a groundbreaking case in a sense? Are people watching it that way?
I think some people are really worried about what has been referred to me as federal overreach. By trying to intervene in the case in the way that it is, the federal government, some people say, is asserting control over groundwater in southern New Mexico. And I think that has a lot of people really worried in New Mexico, and potentially if they're watching from other states as well.
Now, Laura, you're in the nation's capital for the Supreme Court hearing that occurred yesterday, and attorneys have told me this for a long time. Never try to predict based on how justices may have reacted, anything they may have asked. Was there anything that stood out to you in terms of the types of questions that were asked or anything like that?
Yeah, I think one of the key points was a reminder of just how complicated Western water rights really are. It was interesting to see all of the justices grappling with Western water issues and trying to understand how Western water rights work and what the role of the federal government is. My personal opinion from listening, I really think that it's probably pretty likely that the Supreme Court will allow the federal government to intervene just based on their questions. Justice Breyer in particular noted that the U.S. Constitution allows the federal government to intervene in cases where their interests are at stake, and he thought that it was pretty simple.
Laura Paskus is an environmental reporter for New Mexico Political Report.